Do you always try to finish the act with an extra strong routine, like the names of single bars? You kind of build to a big finish.
Yeah. I stuck that in because I had 2 minutes left on that show. Normally, for years and years, I've ended my show with the long list of impolite words. It's around 450 words, and I read it with a sort of a verbal ballet. I give it a lot of style and stuff, and I only need the paper a little bit. So usually I finish with that, kind of a tour de force of dirty language.
Those are the dirty words?
Yes, yeah. I call it the incomplete list of impolite words. But now lately I've been just doing selected portions of them because I finish on a thing that I call the rant, where I express a lot of anger and dissatisfaction about certain things in society. I do like to finish on an up, emotional, large note of some kind.
You mentioned before, what's the total number of hours that you've written material?
Well, I have 7.5 hours of HBO show under my belt. So that's 7.5 hours different. I probably have another 3.5 hours that never got on.
Okay, so if you needed to, you could do 11 hours in a row. When you're booked to do a concert,
yeah,
what is the criteria for choosing the specific material to do?
Well, I do a standard show, which is that year's show, and which will, after 18 months or a little more, become the next HBO show. This past time, I did about an hour. I did 55 minutes. Okay. I put out that HBO show. I put out an album of 45 minutes based on that stuff, leaving out 10 minutes here and there. And then I begin to drop that stuff from my act. I don't drop it all at once. It's impossible to put the next 45 minutes or hour.
But all the time during that 18-month period, you are working on new stuff.
Right. Right now, I have only in my act, out of that hour, about 20, 25 minutes of it left. But I'm doing an hour and a half, so that means I have about an hour new. At some point next November, I'll just do an hour for HBO, and then I'll begin to drop that and start putting in new stuff. Here.